Every suicide is one too many after a brave man or a brave woman has served us and risked their lives for us. There have been more than 30,000 veterans and service members who have committed suicide since DOD began tracking this in 2009. 1,500, you wouldn't imagine it, but 1,500 veterans have taken their lives in New York State alone in the last decade. And it's not just veterans. Active service members, members of the Guard, members of the Reserve, and active service members, about 500 each year, take their own lives. And that is sad and that is tragic. And each leaves families and friends who mourn for them the rest of their lives. The statistics are unsettling. The pain these individuals go through, as well as the pain their families feel, is greater. Our nation's heroes should never, ever, ever have to go through hard times alone. And that's how they feel. What many people who are not intimately involved with the military might not know is the fact that only service members who are preparing for or returning home from deployment undergo mental health screenings. They undergo one screening before they deploy, a few when they return, but that's it. The screenings are better than nothing, and they're an important component in the military's efforts to lower the suicide rate. But it's not enough, and it fails to address some of the mental health issues in a large group of members. More frequent and more broad screening is needed for two reasons. First, number one, many health issues are developed over time. So if you stop the screening right after the person comes back from combat, that's not good enough. Things may happen years later, as I'm sure our veterans know. Second, since these efforts revolve around deployment, they don't apply to the thousands of those who serve us and who are not deployed, who stay here in New York State. If you live here, Central New York, and are a member of the Guard or Reserves, and you're not set to deploy or haven't been deployed recently, you cannot receive, even if you wish to, a mental health screening that could make tremendous difference in identifying and addressing suicide risk. And the suicide rate is on the rise for the non-deployed population. In fact, according to the Associated Press, last year was the highest ever, unfortunately, among members of the Reserves and Guard, 152 individuals taking their own lives. As I said, conditions in the world and in America are different these days, and we have to do more than we used to. Family structures aren't as intact. The economy isn't as good. Veteran 30 years ago, when they came home, was assured of a good paying job. Not anymore.